Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Harrison High School, home of the Harrison Raiders, William Henry Harrison High School in West Lafayette, Indiana. Due to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game, it's the Central Catholic Knights and the Harrison Raiders. That radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO, that's Robbie Kendall. Internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com. Alvin H. Well, maybe they're having senior night. They've already spoken about the 11 seniors on the Harrison Raiders baseball team. Bob Pressler, right beside us, public address. His son was introduced as Porter Pressler. Bob walked out with his wife. A very festive atmosphere here at Harrison High School. About each school, first we'll mention a little bit about the Harrison Raiders. Raiders, their school was founded in 1967. Roman of 2079, they're in Class 4A, Sectional 7. There are six in their sectional. Sectional will be like this. Game 1 will happen on Wednesday, the 22nd of May. It's coming right up. Game will be Marion and Lafayette Jeff. Game 2, that'll be the same evening, 2nd of May. That'll be about an 8 o'clock start. It'll be Kokomo and Logansport. Then they'll come back. They'll come back on a Saturday, Game 5, 25th. The winner of Game 1 will play the winner of Game 2. And then following that ball game, clock ball game, on the 25th, both these teams were lucky when the ping pong balls fell. They went immediately to the semifinal round. That is McCutcheon, Harrison Raiders. Chip game's going to happen on Monday, the 27th, Memorial Day. That'll be the winner of Game 5 and the winner of Game 6. Mind you that Harrison High School is located at 5701 North 50 West. West Lafayette, Indiana, 47906. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-3-11. You'll find them at Harrison Athletics. Colors burnt orange and navy blue. That's a good combination. Are in the North Central Conference. And in the North Central Conference, as we'll mention, they are McCutcheon. Raiders. Logansport will move to the Hoosier Conference next season. Jeff Central and Indianapolis Arsenal Tech. The Harrison Raiders, they are currently 14 wins, 9 losses. They have 1 tie. They ran out of daylight. It went 8 innings versus University Trailblazers. That was back on April the 9th. It was at University, probably there at Round Tripper Academy. Estep, Round Tripper. Guy, Chris Estep, the coach. See, he played pro ball. He played for Pittsburgh. Other teams, but we'll mention, that was a tie game. Harrison Raiders baseball team is Pat Lowry. This game on their agenda, Monday, the 6 o'clock game, Harrison Raiders will be at Benton Central Bison. Great for baseball, we'll go ahead and mention a little bit about Central Catholic Knights. Catholic Knights was founded in 1956. Enrollment of 296. They're in Class 1A, Sectional 54. In their sectional will take place at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. That will be a Thursday, Monday ball game. That'll conclude this. We'll mention in Game 1 on Thursday, the 23rd of May at 5:30, it'll be North Vermilion and Fountain Central. 2, also on Thursday night, the start time, it's going to be Covington Trojans. They're currently 11-14 on the season, going against Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, only 17-6. 5 will happen on Monday. Beat the rest of the tournament. Day, Game 5, Fox ball game will feature winner of game one versus winner of game two. Kicks will happen at 1:30 in the afternoon on Monday. The teams that Palm ball picked out at the right time, they went straight to the semifinal round. Then Park. Short game going to happen Monday evening. It'll be the winner five versus the winner six. So we'll also mention Central Catholic High School is located 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-742-496. Web, it's lccathletics.com. Over the colors, navy and white. We're in the Hoosier Conference. Conference has been decided. Western Panthers, here they finished first in Lakes. It was a 6-5 ball game. Sure. This year in the Hoosier Conference is Twin Lakes. Lafayette Central Catholic. Fourth is Hamilton Heights. Fifth is Northwestern. Is Benton Central. Seventh is West Lafayette. Is Tipton. Place is Rensselaer Central. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Daryl Beck. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant athletic director is Charlie Roberts. And the athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. Ignites, I misspoke, they are 18-6 presently. And he's third place in the Hoosier Conference. Hamilton Heights at Hamilton Heights. Head coach for the Knights is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais is a 1987 graduate of Catholic High School. Next game on the agenda for the Knights following tonight's ball game. They'll play again tomorrow, the 18th. That'll be a 12 noon start time. Central Catholic will travel to Logansport to battle with the Berries. What has the synthetic filters? Our nice folks there, Brian Strong. Strong opened up his field for some batting practice years ago prior in the semi-state over at Plymouth. So they're going to introduce the lineups here. We're going to have the national anthem. And then we'll let them say the lineups if that's what they're going to do. So that, we'll let this go.
Second, playing third, number 17, Gavin Patel. On the mound, number 10, Lucas Gerke. And fourth, behind the plate, number 3, Jackson Kane. The right fielder, number 20, Bennett. The center fielder, number 33, Robinson. Seventh, the designated hitter, Sandberg. The left fielder, number 34. The shortstop. The Knights are coached by Tim Bourdonnais, assisted by Ryan Johnson, A.J. Bourdonnais, Kevin Donahoe, Fred Rogers, David Sterling, John Andrew Smith. Harrison Raider. Leading off, playing center field, number 25, Jackson. Second, the shortstop, number 1, Landon. Third, behind the plate, number 14, Drew McTaggart. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 10, Amy Lowry. Batting fifth, and playing first, number 16, Al. Next batting, the designated hitter, number 37, Pena. He will be hitting for the pitcher, number 34, Aiden Schwartz. Batting seventh, playing second, number 6, Blaney. And Blaine third, number 5, Jackson. 99, I'm playing left field, number 21, Dolan. Coached by Pat Lowry, 17th season. And assisted by Kerry Oger. After Dave Schwartz and Tim Payne. All these rise as we play our national anthem.
That's our national anthem. It was instrumental. Always sounds good in the whole place on the same page. We'll talk about the diamond right now. We'll talk about the fence. There's a couple of knights up here. Left field and right field. Down the line is 330 feet. Alley's 360. I should say left alley's 360. Right alley is 361. In center field. Ag, the flag is out in center field, 385. Warmed up on the mound right now, stepping in to pitch here in the top of the first. Even Schwartz. What's gonna, he's a right-handed hurler, Aiden Schwartz. You know, Aiden Schwartz is a senior class member. He's also a first baseman. He has an ERA of .92. He's won 2 games, he's lost 3. This is appearance number 8 on the season. In the third innings under his belt, got 16 hits. 10 runs, 4 of those runs were earned. Up to 13 batters. He has struck out 35 batters. 131 batters, and he's thrown. Pitches, 61. Him up right now, home plate umpire behind the catcher. We'll mention doing the catching in today's ballgame for Harrison is number 14, Drew McTaggart. Number 16, Jack McDowell. Kind of makes you think of Jack McDowell from the MLB. But that's Jack Dowell at first base, number 16. Second base, Grant Delaney. 6. Top is Lannon Nikoloff. Lannon Nikoloff. 1 at third base, number 5, Jackson Gwynn. In left field, number 21, Nolan Thompson. Field number 25, Jack Gonzalez. And in right field, number 10, Aiden Lowry. A word from there, we'll mention the Knights going to send to the plate. First 3 batters for the Knights. Here at the top of the first is going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwine. 17, Gavin Beattell. And number 10, Lucas Gerke. Start this game, 6:09. Senior night, they have the Young Youth Baseball League. During the anthem, stand by their favorite player on the field. That had to be special. But in first batter of the lineup, today's game, Hudson Gutwine, first pitch from Schwartz. Gideon, half strike called. No balls, 1 strike. On. Is mowed beautifully. It's mowed straight away. He'll probably double mowed it on the infield. moves straight away in the outfield. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Schwartz. High and inside, ball one. Count goes 1-1. Central Catholic going with the gray uniform, suing with the dark blue stirrups on one pitch. Swung on, he goes to right field. Going to get an effort at it and make the catch. The base hit for sure. Gutwein caught it near the shoelaces in right field. That was number 10, Aiden Lowry. There's one out. Top of the first. After the ninth, number 17, Gavin Butel. Right-handed batter's box, peering in, looking at singles. Working from the windup, here comes the pitch. It's going to be a hit by pitch. Leback, he's going to grimace on that one. He's still in the right-handed batter's box. He's going to be okay. He's got a tremendous season. Hey, at jog to first base. Or Coach Bournet was going to talk to him. The base, he walks on by, going to walk this out. Right there was Coach Ryan Johnson. Stinger, without a doubt, might have got him on the shoulder blade. Blade, that would probably pain pretty good. He's going to take over the base running duties for himself. Stepping into bat is number 10, Lucas Gerke. Third one out. Adding top of the first. Left-handed batter's box, Lucas Gerke. Out of set, Aiden Schwartz. Checks first base, here's the pitch. Side edge, and just missed. Missed. Pyre can maintain the strike zone he's setting up for himself. A stretch, now the set. 1-0 pitch. I am tight. Two balls, no strike. Signal given, Coach Bournet. For base. In a modest lead, they're going to get back head first, back in their safe. Tell. Pickoff move again. You're taught to get the lead off the base when the pitcher is in the rubber. That's the way my dad has taught it his whole life. Here comes the pitch. Outside half, strike called. So checking singles right there. Two balls, one strike. One out. Pickoff move. Applied. Pickoff move. He got some velocity. B-plus move so far. Chad, here comes the pitch. Ray, ball three. Balls, one strike. Turkey might see a good pitch right here. Stepping into rubber. Again, is Aiden Schwartz turning in, look at singles. He won for ball four. He's going to draw a walk. Turkey to first base. Walk 22 on the season.
Number three,
next batter, he moves to the fourth spot for this ball game. Dane leads the team in home runs. He has two round trippers. And tap to play. First and second. First inning. Full facility right here. And Raider. We're going to have a set. Check second base. Pitch. Brilliant. Strike call. Looking at one. High, high. You'd probably like to see another one right there. Not get that. One pitch. He pitch finished high and away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. And back in. Runners at first and second. First there's one out. Set. Base. Checks it again. Pitch to Jackson Kane outside, a ball and a nice backhand stop. The Taggart. They're still at first and second base. Two balls, one strike, Jackson Kane. Stance. He's back at the back of that box. He's right here is Aiden Schwartz. Here's the pitch. You know, pop one foul, right side, out of play. It's going to take the count to even at 2-2. Balls, two strikes, one out. Kane. In 195, Kane, some of the time, he's living in that weight room at second base. And here comes the 2-2, they're going to call time. Jackson Kane going to call time. It's granted. Long time to stare at a pitcher. Getting ready to see a 80-mile-an-hour-plus fastball. Time granted. Just step back in. Singles to Schwartz. Alisette checks second base. And here comes a 2-2. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Is choked up off that knob, probably a good inch better. First and second. Pitch on the way to Jackson Kane. Here it comes. Ball four. The Knights, the bases. Two consecutive walks out on the diamond. It's over. Work this out. Next batter in the lineup is going to be Cade Minnick. We're making this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. Auto, it's in Arcadia. AGM Auto is located 1 mile west of Arcadia, 266th Street. If your vehicle is in good hands, when you put your trust with the guys at AGM Auto, whether it's a routine oil change or the need for expertise of an experienced AGM technician, Auto wants you to be safe. And to stay safe on the road in your automobile. AGM Auto, you can reach them by phone at 317-84-5283. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto. C. Then to bat. Minnick. In the batter's box. Bases are loaded. There's one out. Top of the first. Out of set. Schwartz. First pitch to Minnick. Dish, knee high, strike called. No balls, one strike. Knocks 1 foot out. Signal's given. What you can do, maybe a suicide squeeze. About 3 games ago, successful. A squeeze. This comes in, going to get by the catcher, McDaggert. In safe at home, just barely. Far away from McDaggert. And back to the plate, trying to put the tag on. The score first run of the ball game is Gavin Boutel. Boutel probably going to get some ice on that region. But Boutel, he's a trooper. Run in, bases occupied second and third base. One strike. Here comes the pitch. And tight. And music for Cade Minnick. 2-1. Then 1 foot out. Signals given. Few signals that time. Straightaway stance. Cade Minnick. Working out of the stretch. Now the set. 2-1 pitch. Up. Out of play. Straight back. Caught by a fan. Fetch. So back in. So two balls, two strikes to Cade Minnick. So they'll work from there. Peering in, look at signals. Now out of the stretch. Now the set. 2-2. In a miss. Trying to protect the zone. He'll go down swinging. Two out. Top of the first inning.
The ninth. Center fielder number 33. Brent Robinson.
Brent Robinson's going to step in. Robbins, he ended batter's box. Brent Robbins batting in the sixth position tonight. 33, playing center field. Straight away in center field, right-handed batter's box. Runners at second and third base. Working out a stretch. Peering in looking at signals is Schwartz. Now the set position. Robbins. He finished just inside. One ball, no strikes. Last member, Bren Robbins, he's going to play football. Might be Kaiser University. Fall back to the screen. University or something related to Kaiser. City of Kaiser. Robbins loves the game of football. Football though today. Oh, one strike. How a stretch, now the set. The pitch. Out of ball. 2-1. Balls, one strike, Bren Robbins. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. And in, here in the top of the first. A ball game left. Out of set. Shows the pitch. Finish high. 3. Bringing it. Works. 2-1 count, 2 out. Might see his best pitch of the at-bat right here. Signals. Appear. Now set. 2-1. That is, strike call. He plays fastball. Count goes full at 3-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Works. 8. Here comes the pitch. Center field. Have some air under it. It's going to come in and make the catch. Jack Gonzalez. Line shot for out to the outfield. Hudson Gutwein got robbed, and that one right there. Being robbed by Bren Robbins. To the bottom of the first inning. And we'll mention at the end of the half inning, the Knights won. Raiders coming to bat. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by your home away from home. Sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida, but you don't have a place to stay. But it's at home away from home in Davenport, Florida. 4-bedroom, 4.5 bath, spacious town home with a private pool. For short-term and long-term stays, that's in Davenport, Florida. For Florida is a vacation destination in northern Polk County, proximity to the Walt Disney theme park in Orlando. We enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches. Just 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa, Clearwater, and Smyrna Beaches. That's New Smyrna. You could jump on a plane or hop in a car. When you get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. Or you can direct your emails. 53CAPTIVAMail.com. Again, that's 353CAPTIVAMail.com. Fort Florida. We'll go around the diamond with the Knights. We're missing pitching in today's ballgame is Lucas Gerke. He was number 10. Lucas Gerke is a junior class member, but 170, an infielder. He won in the third innings. Oh, this is appearance number 10 on the season. This is start number 3. 22 batters. Gerke has thrown 429 pitches. Off record of 4 wins, 0 losses, 18 hits, up 6 runs. Runs were earned. He has only walked 7 batters. Struck out 30. Batters went down looking. Gerke, right-handed hurler. Who in the catching is Jackson Kane. He wears number 3. At first base, number 41, Isaac Suppinger. Base is number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Up number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Number 17, Gavin Boutel. Number 34, Keaton Brooks. Still number 33, Bren Robbins. Field number 20, Minnick. So they throw one down, Jackson Kane getting warmed up. Chalk right there, the pitcher's rubber. With Boutel. Boutel. And the dish right there is going to be Jackson Kane. And first batter for the Harrison Raiders. 25, Jack Gonzalez. And that final catch to end the top of the first. Yo, first pitch from Gerke. I did, strike call. Into batter's box, Jack Gonzalez. I need a pitch. Just missed. Nearly got the edge, broke away. One ball, one strike. Lucas Gerke works quick on the rubber. Here comes the pitch. Yes, healthy cut. Count goes 1-2. In the lineup for the Raiders, Jack Gonzalez. Field. All two strikes. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Swing a miss. Drop third, picked up by Jackson. He'll set to the inside. Strike to first base. Seppinger gets the put out, and there's one out. Bottom of the first inning. This batter going to step in. It's number one. Nikoloff. Nikoloff plays shortstop. Left-handed batter. Switch hitter, not sure. Might find out. We'll see if we get relief pictures. Here comes the pitch. High and away, ball one. Landon Nikoloff, shortstop. Center fielder. I'd say they are the most athletic on a team. Inside and low. No strikes. Deep at first base for the left-handed batter. 2-0 pitch. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. We'll find out if Coach Lowry, light, hitter, Landon. Here comes a wind and the pitch. It's finished away. Ball four. Walk. To the two hitter. Out. Lucas Gerke. Walk on the season. That's at 31 in the third inning. The bat three hitter. He does the catching. Drew McTaggart. Face right handed batter, McTaggart. Step in. Him to pull the ball just a bit. Practice. Ball game. It's customary. A home game. Pitch. Zone ball one. One ball, no strikes, working from the stretch. Lucas Gerke looking at signals. Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane getting the signals. Thrown into the dugout, operated by Coach Bordnay. And low, and timeout called by Kane. Walk out, and walk out, have a conversation. But Lucas Gerke. Kane, also a junior class member. They are classmates and teammates. Just a pat on the backside. Balls, no strikes. At first base. Okay. Landon Nikoloff. Got that sliding mitt on. Let's see if he is on his horse. A set. Pitch. And tight. Count goes 3-0. No strikes. Trying to find that release point once again. He did have it. That's now the set. Here's a 3-0. Dish might have been inside half. 3-1 count. Drew McTaggart. McTaggart, a member of the junior class. At pitch. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop, Mikey Stapleton. His glove. Couldn't get a clean of it. Throws to first base. Going to get underneath the glove of Seppinger. Landon Nikoloff is over at third base now. But at first base is McTaggart. Reach on air. Nikoloff going to reach third base on air. So stepping in, we're going to see the four hitter. Eden Lowry. Lowry, not related to the coach. He's just a bit different than E before the Y. For Eden Lowry does not have an E before the Y, just five letters. Singles. Out of stretch, now the set. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Time. Lowry. Batter's box. Signals given. This coach. Second first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Pitch from Gerke. Swung on. He'll pop one up on the infield. And be called for by the second baseman, Hudson Gutwine. First base about three steps out in the grass. Singer was there, but that's a middle infielder's baseball. On the diamond. Runners at first and third base. Stepping into bats and be Jack Dow. Jack Dow, the first baseman. He's a left-handed batter. Number system. On the wristband. Dow checked his wristband with the coordinates. Now, first and third base. Left-handed batter, Jack McDowell. Should be Jack Dow. Here comes the pitch, breaking pitch, right across the dish. Backdoor curveball working good for Lucas Gerke. One strike, steps back in. Al, peering in, looking at signals. Al the stretch. Position to check third base. Same pitch, Memorex result. Curveball taken for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Tim McTaggart is over at second base now. And third base, two outs. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Backdoor curveball, ground ball. Shortstop played by Mikey Stapleton. That's when it's a room service hop. The diamond, it gets a put out. Get out of the inning. Just leave two aboard. There's one complete. So Catholic, 1-0. And this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Equipment. 1955. Equipment.com. Your central Indiana equipment dealer. Serving customers and the community since 1955. Farm Equipment, they are family owned and operated. Equipment, they supply farmers, keepers, and homeowners in Indiana with a full line of new and used products, parts and service for agriculture, industrial and commercial construction equipment. Of operation Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. They're open 7:30 a.m. Noon, they are closed on Sunday. In northern Hamilton County along U.S. 31. Here at the new, the under, that's at 276th Street, Hamilton County. So you can stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Right inside is the Titus Bakery and Deli. Korean Deli, you can enjoy breakfast, lunch. Korean Deli, they are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open on Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Also closed on Sunday. Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli, Northern Hamilton County, right off of U.S. 31 at 206th Street. Schwartz watching him warm up. Looked like a screwball right there. From his left to his right. I almost guessed it was a screwball. That's a difficult pitch to throw. Going down to second base. Frozen rope of Drew McTaggart. And for the Knights is going to be number 30. First, Gus Sandberg. The DH in the ballgame. Gus Sandberg. Place up first baseman, number 41. Fincher. So right-handed batter's box, Gus Sandberg. at first time. Still going through the order. Here comes the pitch from Schwartz. Oh, the outside edge. Guy. Eric, a sophomore athlete. Here comes the pitch. He's going to take one foul ball. He's going to throw. Might be playable. First baseman going to give it a look. And he's going to make a tremendous shoulder. Dow. There's been three magnificent catches made. Four outs. Harrison Raiders playing good defense. So stepping in with one out for the Knights. Ace hitter, number 34, Keaton Brooks. Playing left field, left-handed batter. Wind in the pitch. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Left-handed batter on deck is Mikey Stapleton. Finding the pitch from Schwartz. You know, foul one, left side, it'll go out of play. Up right here, they collect a lot of foul balls that would have gone out of play. This gets over the net. Ball one strike, here comes the pitch. Tight, ball two. Two balls, one strike. One out, we're in the top of the second inning. One run in the top of the first. Here comes the pitch. Go base hit between third and shortstop. Left field picked up there by Nolan Thompson. Brooks gets himself aboard. Ten. So Keith Brooks is at first base. Stepping into bat is going to be number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton swinging a good bat. He anchors the lineup. Batter. It's now a set. Comes a pitch. Wing ball is up above the zone. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Several signals given by Coach Bordenay. Straight away in center field. Tough move. Keaton Brooks back safety. Right there, got free. Brooks, I don't know. Somebody stop that ball. That's Dow. Dow just made a tremendous catch in foul territory. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Strike. Gonna call it a strike. Strike. Two left. One ball, one strike. Out. We're getting from the stretch, now the set. Pitch. The right center base hit to the grass. One hop in the glove of Aiden Lowry. That arm hits the cutoff shortstop. It was an arm from right field. Two aboard for the Knights, one out. Base hits. Hooks. Stapleton stepping into bat is going to be number 9, junior class member, Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein, 5'11", 175. He got robbed in the first inning. Shot to right field. Catch in right by Aiden Lowry. At a right-handed pitcher. Alice said. And again. Low for ball one. Gutwein on the season is 100th. At bat, plate appearance in the season. 8 at bats, he's batting 294. 5 on base percentage. Set. One out, here comes a pickoff move. You step off the back towards second base, not make a throw. Some good wine. He'll step back in. On the season, has 20 hits. Singles. He's got a double and a triple. Here comes the pitch. Outside, going to get by the glove of McTaggart. There's going to move up 90 feet. Stapleton is at second base. Moves to third base. Timeout on the diamond. Aiden Schwartz. Facing with first baseman Jack Dow. Jack Dow, a member of the senior class. Knights have 11 seniors. Knights have 6. 2 balls, no strikes. Out of set. Here comes the pitch. Gutwein, breaking pitch, perfectly placed. Strike called. 1 count. Given runners at 2nd and 3rd base. Tell is on deck. And here comes a 2-1. And a suicide squeeze. Out front of the plate, successful. Safe at first is Gutwein. Made a good effort throw. They're late. First, nearly got him. An RBI hit. Bunts, base hit for Gutwein. And it's going to be Gavin Buttel. Gavin Buttel, his first at bat. Out off the back. His back might have been close to the shoulder blade. That off. Anybody would. It's just playing the game. Working from the stretch. Steps in, peering in, looking at signals. Is it 1st and 3rd? Timeout on the diamond. Timeout called and granted by the umpire. So checking stuff out right there. We go. Keith Stapleton. Here comes the pitch. Oh, they'll fight one off. They'll go out of play. Foul ball, right side. Goes hands through the zone real quick. Foul that one out of play. Runners at 1st and 3rd for the Knights. Out for the 2nd inning. That's now the set. 0-1 pitch. Shortstop. Landon Nikoloff. He'll go to 2nd base. That goes 6. But they'll let the run score. The score. Mikey Stapleton running the ball game for the Knights. So at 1st base, Tell the board for the Knights. That's Gerke at 1st base. Stepping in is going to be number 10, Lucas Gerke, the pitcher. Pitcher of record. Right at 1st base. Lee is Gerke. From the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Away. Hey. I should say Gavin Buttel at 1st base. In the batter's box, Lucas Skirky. Skirky wears number 10. He's a junior class member. 24 ball games. Played appearances, 64 at bats. Here comes the pitch. Meridian goes 1-1. Lucas Gerke batting 297 in that left-handed batter's box. 9 on base percentage. 25 RBI leads the team. Ball, good stop by McTaggart. He's going to throw to 2nd base. It's going to be the baseman at 2nd. Hell. Buttel, safe at 2nd, on base number 4 on the season. That could be thrown out. And back in, Lucas Gerke. Palisette checks 2nd base. It again. Pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. Landon Nikoloff, fields it. Just threw a strong arm to 1st base. I get it. Invitation on that transfer to throwing him at 1st base is Lucas Gerke. Over to 3rd base is Buttel. Runners on the corners. Roush. And Jackson Kane, the catcher. 24 games with 89 plate appearances, 67 at-bats. Raising that average, 54, 398 on base percentage, first pitch from Schwartz in their first strike. One strike, Jackson Kane has 17 hits, singles. He got four doubles, and he has two out of set. The 0-1 pitch. Second base, they're going to fake a throw. Third base, nothing doing. Good effort right there. Both teams. Balls. Jackson Kane, you're going to set back in. Get second and third base. Peering in, looking at singles. Adrian Schwartz. Off the back. Ten. Count, two outs. Two aboard for the night, second and third base. Here comes the pitch. Ball. No call. I think you got to think. Catcher's at the plate. It's behind the plate. Umpire is protected by both of those gentlemen. All game. You go figure. Here comes the pitch. Chin side tight. Ball two. Two balls. Two outs. Two aboard. Have two runs in here in the top of the second inning. Wild. Singles out of stretch. At base. 2-2 pitch. They're going to call it a foul ball. They say it got off the knob of the bat. The bat did get skin. It sounded like aluminum from up here, even with earmuffs on. Coach Ford, they're going to come down, talk to the home plate umpire. He saw. Did not swing. Get his hands, and he did not swing. It's a hit by pitch. The knob, and only the knob, is a foul ball. It over right now. It's probably too late. Too late to change anything. Conversation is always good to have. Two strikes. A ball. Again, Jackson Kane. Out of the stretch. Schwartz. 2-2 again. At ball three. 3-2 count. I think baseball will ever have the human element all the way out of the game. It's always going to take a human element game. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. That automatic strike call, or I don't know. On the way. On to take one to center field. Going to back him up just a little bit and move to his right. Center field, Jack Gonzalez. Third out, and the Knights are out of the inning with two runs at the top of the second inning. And a half. Three. Coming to the plate, Harrison Raiders. This game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Bear, she's a Century 21. Lady, she works for Sheets, 96th Street, just across the street into Marion County. Thinking about residential or corporate relocations. Perfect house can soon become a perfect home. Stokes Bear would like nothing more. I've heard 20 plus years of experience. Begin that process. Real estate reliability is something a professional real estate agent or real estate broker strives for. Lisa Stokes Bear and her success are two of the same. A lady with a high real estate IQ. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. Call her up at 317-13-086. Her number is 317-13-086. 0-8-6. Says there, she resides outside of Cicero. We're getting ready to start up here of the second inning. Jackson King putting his gear on. Big game tonight in the NBA. I tell you what, this game's going to end about perfectly. Get home and watch the Pacers at 8:30. I'll catch the second half. So, and some warm-up tosses right there. Pacers need to win. It's a game bridge tonight. Twin doesn't have to win on the road. Heaven, that'll be Sunday. The win tonight. Around the diamond, Jackson throws it down. Around the infield. And I'm getting ready to bat. I'm going to step in. And Raiders is going to be number 37. Kenya, he is the DH. He's batting in place of the pitcher for Aiden Schwartz. So Aiden Schwartz is just concentrating on the pitching duties. Okay. Singles. Out of the wine, first pitch from Gerke. Swung on, foul ball, left side, out of play. For Kitchen. Kitchen out of ball field. Victory field, they put that net all the way around the perimeter so they can protect people from using their cell phone. The bunt down, trying to bunt for a hit. They went. Down an A position umpire, and he says he did go. That's two strikes. Again, Kendrick Pena, here comes the pitch. The foul ball. Jackson couldn't quite clean it. Foul ball goes immediately to the dirt. Two strikes once again. In the batter's box, Kendrick. Here comes the pitch. The other way, base hit to left field. Up in the glove, Keaton Brooks. Back in, hits the cutoff, Mikey Stapleton. Stroke with two strikes on him. Kendrick Pena. The next batter going to step in, number six, Grant Delaney. And he wears number six. He's a seven hitter. Checking the wristband. It's batter's box, Delaney. Runner aboard. Oh. That's in there for a strike. One strike. Delaney. Any a member of the junior class plays second base. Singer looks stretch, looks at first base. Bet. Outside. Good block by Jackson Payne. And put base. Taking the wristband. I'm looking at that left shoulder in his set position. Careful there. Pitch. In there for a strike. Okay. Lane number six. Second base for the Raiders. At, well, the time called. The right-handed batter's box granted to practice swing. Steps back in. 1-2 count, nobody out. First base is Pena. Pitch, breaking pitch. The grip. And four, count goes 2-2. Two strikes. Out, bottom of the second inning. It's now the set. Pitch. Yes, to go down swinging. Swung at one a bit upstairs. One out. Batter going to step in. He's the eight hitter. I've Jackson Gwynn. Gwynn playing third base. Steps in right into batter's box. That's Nikolov. That's Pena at first base. That's the grass. It's Boutel. You know, float one right side. You're going to do a right field. Britt making the catch. Minnick out of the second inning. Back to first base is Pena. Step in. We're going to see number 21, Nolan. Plays left field for the Raiders. Forward first base is Pena. He played regular depth, even with the bag at third base, is Buechel. Pitch. Actually got underneath the glove that time, back to the screen, up and taking second base easily. Pena. One ball, no strike. Signals given. 21, Nolan Thompson. Turned left fielder. Second base, they're going to hover with him there, with the middle infielders. Here comes the pitch. Yes. 1-1. Box 1 foot out. A lot of activity here, a lot of youth baseball. They're sticking around. They're watching the bigger guys play the game. They'll be big guys soon. How soon? Here comes the pitch. Chain there for a strike. Two strikes. And two outs. Pierman looking at signals. Lucas Gerke out of stretch. Now the set. The base is the 1-2. Right side foul territory. Out of play. It's beveled. Beveled. Here beyond the dugout. It's good for feeding. Wabash. Wabash High School has a nice hill to stand, sit on. Cover. Ever. It's a good place to sit. It comes a 1-2. Jackson came out in front of him. Couldn't get the ball picked up in a hurry. Safe at third is Kendrick Pena. Two out. Nolan Thompson. Kill. Gutwein going to back up just a bit there. Edge of the base. Here's the pitch. He's going to take a shot down the left field line. Foul ball down the third baseline. Bad. Looked like that one was going to be right down the line. 12 feet left. Line is left field. Count again. Set. Pitch. They're going to say it got him. It did get him. They're going to ask if he swung. I'm sure they're going to check to see if he swung. Swing. Like, third strike. And they didn't say anything about being dropped third for that now. Would be position umpire to ask if he checked his swing or was that a swing? Check his swing. This is going to be a resting position between the two umpires. I want to say what I think matter, but I'm not going to say that it was a hit by pitch and he did not swing. If it goes that far along, you're probably going to have to go with that call. Week we saw a foul ball become a foul ball called by the C position umpire to kill the play. Under at first and third base, hit by pitch, Nolan Thompson. Stepping in, the one hitter. Eight appearances, 72 at bats, batting 236. The second base, they're not going to get it. They're going to throw the plate. Comes in, he's going to be out at home. Walk off from first to second. I should mention, he was close to second base. But the ball came loose or picks up the baseball, throws a strike to home plate as they try to score their first run of the ball game, and Jackson King puts the tag on him. It's out of the inning. Gonzalez will be at the plate, bottom of the third inning. So mentioned, today's ball game is in part due by Fritz and Fishers. Fishers.com since 1983. 40 years in the car business. They're definitely doing something right. Sell, they trade, we finance your automobile. quality cars, quality trucks, quality SUVs. They have preferred low mileage and one owner automobiles. They have two Hamilton County locations. It is in Fishers, 599 East 116th Street. Call them up there at 317-222-2828. Number is 317-842-2828. This location, they have another one, Noblesville. It's between Noblesville and Steele, right along State Road 32, right there at Mill Creek Road, Noblesville and Westfield. You can dial them up at that dealership at 317-732-2232. Number is 317-732-2232. RichandFishers.com online. Or you can stop by on site. It's .com. F-I-T-Z. Throwing the ball around the infield. Get some warm-up tosses. Aiden Schwartz. Taggart. Down. Frozen rope from the knees. Finch would be happy with that. Ed Machine. Machine. Day. Ball now. The World Series since 1990, the last win. 1976 were good years for us to watch them. The batter's box, number 20, Caden Minnick. Low, ball one. Fighting off the inside fastball in his last at-bat. That's from Schwartz. He'll ground ball, first base. One hop in the glove of Jack Dowell. He'll go unassisted at first base. Number one, here in the top of the third inning. Next batter will step in for the night. It's going to be number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, center fielder, senior class member. 91 plate appearances entering this game. 9 at bats. He's batting 362. Finish 483. First pitch from Schwartz. Side of ball. No strikes, Bren Robbins. 25 hits. Even he's tied with Gavin Boutel. Fastball right across the dish. Knee high, strike called. One strike. One out. That's 21 RBI, 21 runs scored. Pitch. You know, float one right side out of play. Going to get the cars, maybe. Ball two strikes to Robbins. Deck is number 30, Gus Sandberg. Going to set back in. Count. Signal. Out of wide, here comes the pitch. Shortstop. Nikoloff, going to be fielded by the third baseman. Been lots of range. To Gwynn. Gwynn at third base, check that ball off at the pass. At first base, Jack Dowell, there are two out. Top of the third, stepping in, Gus Sandberg, sophomore athlete. Game number 17. But here comes the pitch. Own ball one. Gus Sandberg, 5'10", 215. Pretty stout young man. 33, here comes the pitch. That's strike call. 3468 on base percentage. 7 quality at bats and plate appearances. Ground ball, third base, fielded by Gwynn. Arm across the diamond. Out. And Gwynn throws a frozen rope. And then for the third out. Throughout the inning, Knights couldn't get a runner aboard in the third. Bottom of the third after 2.5 innings. 3-0. Mentioned this game is in parts being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park. Arcadia, Indiana. It's right there by the ballpark, Arcadia, right there. Oh, to the train track. Find it easily. Or outdoor storage. storage availability. To reserve space, safe and secure storage space location, indoor storage for your boats, RVs, precious automobiles. Indoor storage is always available. They got a big lot there, rock filled city for storage. They have individual doors. You can lock it up. A show on TV that tries to sell the stuff inside, but I'm sure it's not going to be like that. But we're meant to contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Online, the website is www.aipsindiana.com. Again, that's aips.com. 317-774-3. 317-74-100. Stepping back in, going to have a brand new kill. Recorded. Plate there. Brand new kill for Gonzalez. Just a pitch. Away, ball one. Where's number 25? Plate appearances. 72 at-bats. Pitch. He gets blocked there, kept it laterally. Jackson Kane count goes 2-0. Plus batting average 236. On base percentage 317. Team hits 11 are singles, 5 are doubles. He has 1 triple. Look at the singles. Here comes a wind, a 2-0 pitch. Ivy tight. 3. This is one to swing the bat. You can just tell. Body language. The pitch, wanting a pitch he can swing at. Here comes the pitch. Yeah, strike call. Might have been outside half. It's one strike. Dallas dance that right handed batter's box. One back out of play. Gerke brings the count to 3-2. Count 3-0. Batter. The third inning. Pitch. The other way, down the right field line, it's going to be just foul. Foul. He was on his horse. He'd been at second base, standing up if that ball would have landed on the other side of the line. Leadoff batter, Jack Gonzalez. Oh, it's just a sophomore. Oh, here comes the pitch. You know, take one to left field. Got some air under it. Keaton Brooks is going to back up. There and make the catch. Got a lot of that. Had that been a little bit more straightened out, I'd have been jogging the bases. One out. Bottom of the third inning. Stepping into bat. Number one, Lannon. Step into bat. Left-handed batter's box. He's played in 23 games, played appearances. He'll take a shot to shortstop. Onward, and Mikey Stapleton gets the glove on and makes the catch. That was a rocket. Wow. Taking the first pitch offering. It's Nikoloff. We'll go to the three-hole batter. Number 14, Drew McTaggart. Step in. He's played in all 23 games, 77 plate appearances, 59 at-bats. Take the first pitch strike. Drew McTaggart, the catcher, batting 424. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. 545 on base percentage. Almost unheard of. Side of ball. Trying to chase pitch. With 25 hits on the season. Here comes the pitch. At ball two. Two strikes. Taggart has 19 singles, 6 doubles. At his box. The two pitch from Gerke. shortstop, Mikey Stapleton, stays down on it, has to pick the ball back up. Couldn't make the throw in time, but is going to reach on air. So, runner on base is Drew McTaggart, the catcher. And it looks like Miss Coach Lowry is going to let him run for himself. Be the catcher. I'm sure he will be for himself. And Aiden Lowry fields. Tremendous catch in the first inning to Hudson Gutwein's base hit. And strike call. Disbelief, but that's just one strike. One strike. And signals. Jerky, pickoff move, first base, McTaggart back safely. Tag applied by Steppinger. He into batter's box. Four hitter, Aiden Lowry. Pitch now to set. There comes the pitch. Back in the call, Buck. Buck might have moved that left foot towards home before he stepped off the back. We're going to go with a courtesy runner now. That McTaggart got to second base. Nine Channing is a sophomore. He's listed as a pitcher and an outfielder. Number nine, Channing Glick. He's going to put his gear on. One strike, two outs. Again, Aiden Lowry. Signals out a stretch. Long pier, now the stretch, now the set. Base, here's the pitch. Base hit. Third base. Going to send him home. Bryn Robbins makes it. A throw at home plate. Hold him up at third base. Pretty good decision to hold him up. Robbins unleashes to Jackson Kane. Two aboard. Hitters. Stepping in is going to be the five hitter, number 16, Jack Dow. All games, 76 plate appearances, 63 at bats. Jack Dow batting 381. The batter's box. That's now the set. Checks third base. First pitch to Dow. The other way. Keaton Brooks going to back him up. Catch just in front. Track. Away with it. Jack Dow, a lot of sweet spot on that bat. We'll get out of the inning. They'll need two aboard. Three complete. Zero. And this game is in part being brought to you. Thomas Docks. It's incorporated. Quality. Custom built products and services. They build boat lifts. They build seawalls, accessories, services, etc. Docks Incorporated. You can find them on the web at thomasdocks.com. Dated at 20799 Riverwood Avenue, Indiana, 46062. They are locally owned and operated. 1893. By telephone at 317-74-90. Number is 317-774-90. It's your Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call. They are also open by appointment. Choose the company. Equipment to maintain and service new and existing waterfront projects. They work in Indiana. They work in Illinois, Michigan, Kentucky, capabilities, the United States. Docks, Scott Thomas, a good business. So tonight's going to bat top of the fourth inning. Step in Keaton Brooks. Where's number 34, Keaton Brooks? Has already got himself aboard with a base hit. Good left field position. So Brooks steps in. signals. Out of wide up, first pitch from Schwartz. He'll take one the other way, foul ball. Line shot just beyond the third base dugout. This senior played in all 23, take that back, 23 games. He missed one game. Brooks, 71 plate appearances, 59 at-bats. The on-base percentage. Second pitch, he'll go the other way again. Another foul ball. Slap it in. Hey, Gwynn. Gwynn would take batting practice. Gwynn. So he'd go to the left side. The other time, he'd take it the other way. It's that way. Taking the hands through the zone. Two pitch to Brooks. The pot punch one goes beyond Schwartz. Picked up second base. Play. Difficult pickup right there for Grant Delaney. Probably going to call that a hit. And well, we don't know, but Keaton Brooks is aboard once again. Percentage, if nothing else. So stepping into bat, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. And right-handed batter. Sophomore athlete. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pickoff move, Brooks back in safely, head first. Mikey Stapleton. Plate appearances, 58 at-bats. He's batting 328. Now right-handed batter's box. Then here comes the pitch, gonna square the bunt. Back, it's a ball. He's Saxon Gwynn, ready to field the bunt. So count goes. Oh, and I will mention he has a 414 on-base percentage. Set. Pickoff move back to first base. There. Brooks. Stapleton has 19 hits on the season. 15 singles. One double run at Riverton Park. Here comes the pitch. Squaring a bunt and put it down. This time foul territory. Picked up by McTaggart. One and one. To Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton has 11 RBI. He's in there. Coach Bournay and Mikey Stapleton. During their short meeting, Stapleton. Guy scored 21 runs. And when he gets on the base pass, he's got 9 stolen bases. He's been thrown out. Base. Over the shoulder a couple times. Here's the pitch. And fair turn went down the first baseline. Picked up by Schwartz. Dow, they'll get the out. Accomplished. Stapleton. Keaton Brooks is now at second base.
Number 9.
Stepping in. Nice. Hitter once again. Leadoff batter in today's game, Hudson Gutwein. Batter's box, runner at second base, one out, the fourth inning. Asleep straight off the bag there at second base is Brooks. It's the Gutwein. Edge called strike. Gutwein seems to get those edges. Times they're controversial. Converse too much about them, you got to live. Edge. Second base, there's an 0-1 pitch. He'll take one the other way. This one in front of Aiden Lowry. And cut off 16, Jack Dow, the first baseman. First and third base. Wine gets himself aboard. Hit number 19 on the season.
The third baseman, number 17.
Yeah, next batter to step in, three hitter. Take that back. Number 17, Gavin Dutel. Signals, several signals given. First and third with one out. And he into the batter's box, Gavin Dutel. We're going to have a stretch now to set. It's a pitch to Dutel. Tried to check his swing. Is across the dish. Hold. So balls, one strike. Dutel. Batting average of 379. from the bottom of the order. Boutel swinging a good bat. Single. Now the stretch. Now the set. A one pitch. The square to bunt. Foul this one right side. Yeah, the nice dugout. I see right there, Schwartz. Easy square to bunt. He's not going to give him a pitch that's going to be easy to bunt. It's right there. 0-2. Just step back in. Five. Runners on the corners for the Knights, one out. Two pitch from Schwartz. Oh, nearly got him again. Hit him in the same spot. Second base. Is it second and third? Stapleton at second base. Picked up back Hudson Gutwein at second base. Brooks at third. Here comes the pitch. Down ball. Dow fields it. You're going to go to the plate. Dow. The plate. In the glove. I'm not sure if the catcher had the ball in the glove prior to the contact of blocking the plate. Probably the conversation being had right now. Have the ball to block the plate. Have it. Allowed to block it, but that was a bang-bang play. They call those plays, Pirate World, a banger. Or to see both times. The play, Keaton Brooks is out. There's two outs. Station is over. Coach Bourdais just wondering what the umpire saw there. Wow, stepping in. It's going to be Lucas Gerke. Runners on the corners once again. Fourth inning. Skirky trying to help himself as the pitcher. Here comes the pitch. Pitch misses low, ball one. 87 in that left-handed batter's box. 489 on base percentage. Now the set. The 1-0 pitch. You know, foul one, left side, it'll go out of play. So. Barely. A good look there with Jackson Gwynn, third baseman. Gloss. Stop and come the way over from left field. Nolan Thompson. Just on the other side of the fence. One ball, one strike. Turkey steps back in. Batter's box on deck. Kane. Corner's taken off early. You step off the back. Take second base. Good decision. There's that second and third base for the Knights. On one pitch. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Two aboard. Schwartz. Damn. Cat. Self. Every right to do so. One strike. At his box, Lucas Gerke. Out of set. The 2-1. Left side, way out of play. Home plate umpire get low on baseballs. Two count, seven back in, Lucas Gerke. Looking at signals. Aiden Schwartz out of the stretch, now the set. The 2-2. Swung on, foul ball right side, right at first base on the ground. In the box with a 2-2 count again. Two strikes, two outs. Fourth inning, two aboard for the Knights. Set. The 2-2 again. There by McTaggart. I had the play. It's going to be off the glove at third base. lose there for a moment. Some goot line coming down the line a bit too far. But, hey, the third base, but just off the glove. When Gutwein jogs in, touches the plate. So timeout on the diamond. Puck out. I'm probably going to ask if there was any. Sure, you can check on his catcher. Check on his catcher. Taggart wears number 14, just a junior class member. Could have a catcher, an infielder, and an outfielder. Taggart, the upside, maybe beyond high school. Pitch. Off, back out of play. Two count. On the way. I have a runner at third base. And here in the fourth, on deck, as mentioned, is Jackson Kane. A stretch, now the set. Off pitch. Strike three, gonna let it go by. He'll go down looking. Start out of the inning. They leave one on third base. And we'll mention 3.5, 4, 0. We'll mention this game is in parts. Being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. DO Sports since 2008. Support education-based high school and varsity sports. In the spring, at Central Catholic Knights baseball. In the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter. That's Tipton Blue Devils boys basketball. And this game is in part being brought to you. You know, El Noblesville, Indiana. Company, Flower Shop, brought to you by local flower farmers and providers, business partners, and the CNC founders. For El Camino, that's their mascot, the 1984 El Camino. To my dad, that's Carly Elbrecht, he's the owner, belongs to her grandpa. Camino is an SS. Camino and Company, please each customer. From their concept, for their website, Camino-the-company, again, that's Camino-the-company, they are now booking for 2024 brides. Contact them via the website to work. Their flower technique functions, and they seem to do a lot of, look them up on the website, Camino-and-company. Let's throw a frozen rope to Jackson Kane, the second base. Bad, we're going to see the sixth hitter, number 37, Kendrick. Is a DH. Nine ball games. This is number 10. Ball game with 24 plate appearances, 20 at bats. Even 200. Sports.com does not mention batting averages under 200. 82 on base percentage. Four hits, they're all singles. Six runs. You got an RBI. Pitch to Pena. He's going to take a shot to center field. He's going to back up Brent Robbins. He's going to make a catch. Or Zendera to his left. Beat on the baseball. Field. All hit right at you. It's a gift. See the ball. And to judge it. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. At seven hitter number 6, Grant Delaney. Right into the batter's box. First pitch comes in. Ball one. Laney. 304. Right into the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Side edge. Strike call. Count goes even at 1-1. Laney has an on-base percentage of 484. Comes a wind in the pitch from Gerke. over ball two. Playing Spock. And up. Of course, here's the pitch. The dish might have been outside half. 2-2. Balls, two strikes. She lost the grip. Who's a batter, 2-2, the hit by pitch. Got out of the way. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Skirk, and here comes the 3-2. One up, it's going to float back out of play. So it'll stay at 3-2. Blaney's 7-hitter. They can set the own. It's for the big red machine back in the day. Here comes the 3-2. All four. Ain't going to a little bit down at first base. Blaney is now at first base. He picks up walks on the season. Stepping into bat for Harrison. Number 5, Jackson Gwynn. Good third base position. Batter's box. Singles out a stretch. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third base, Butel. He'll go 5-4. Make the throw to first base. Gonna be there. So they get the out. And there are two out on the diamond. Gwynn hits into a fielder's choice. Two out, stepping in. Nine hitter, number 21, Nolan Thompson. A fielder. He's got a modest lead there. He's lead there for Gerke. Let's see if he'll make a throw over. There's a pitch. Add ball one. Jackson Gwynn. Some wheels. But he definitely has an arm. Oh, no strikes. Fetch now the set. Pitch to Thompson. Only a pop one up, playable, foul territory. First base side, might float. It's going to be right there in front of the dugout. Baseman Isaac Seppinger. The final out in the bottom. Kenny. Four complete. Moment. Nice. 0. Don't mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Sign Production. This with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising. Format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Lettering. Since 1985. By telephone or you can text message them. 1-7-4-6-2-4-7-9-4-6-2-4-2-4. And on my way over here, I went through Frankfurt. That's customarily the way I go, 28 through Frankfurt, hit 52. But today I took 65, exit 178. But while I was going through Frankfurt, three of those 15-passenger vans, now, Mikkels, to take from a school to an athletic event. More of those all the time. Three in close proximity to each other. Well, Cougars transported. Seeger Patriots, their passenger van all decorated nicely. Saw Clinton Prairie Gophers in their van. Schools going to that route. What? You don't have to have a chauffeur's license. Yeah, you do for a bus. You can just exceed the passenger limit. Anybody, any Tom, Dick, or Harry can drive the bus, provided the school allows them to drive it. Way to go. Picking up their warm-up tosses, Harrison Raiders. One down, Taggart. Frozen rope. Dish. So we're going to see Jackson Kane. Catcher. with catchers at home plate and the home plate umpire. Top of the fifth inning, Jackson King going to step in. Aiden Schwartz, pretty strong on the mound. Chris Gerke, just the same. Both pitchers have gone the distance. Here comes the pitch. The middle, shortstop, Landon Nikoloff. Aiden will get the out. A little bit of hesitation. He threw on the run. Frozen rope to first base. Al for the first out here in the top of the fifth. So next batter going to step in. It's going to be Caden Minnick. Minnick for the Knights. Batting 278 left-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch. Finished inside, ball one. Minnick has a 396 on base percentage. Two hits. Singles, here's the pitch. Low. You mentioned 18 singles. Doubles. The only inside the park home run for the Knights. He was on his wheels at Loeb Stadium. Here comes the pitch. Tight edge, strike called. One strike. Caden Minnick. I should say senior class member. Pitch comes in low and inside. Uncount. One strike. Caden Minnick. Have a good pitch to swing at. Here comes the pitch. Base hit. It's going to get by the glove this time of Lowry. Picked up by center fielder Jack Gonzalez. Put in. By that time, Caden Minnick standing up at second base. Will probably credit for a double, Caden Minnick to right field. Batter going to step in, 33, Brent Robbins. That's member Robbins. Batter's box, 362 average, 83 on base. Second base, one out. Caden Minnick at second. Brent Robbins, right-handed batter. There's a balk there. He wanted to spin and go to in base. That particular move just proves Schwartz being way above us. Move, but it didn't quite turn out how we liked it. But a conversation like this, pitcher's rubber, Jackson Gwynn, and Aiden Schwartz. He's left foot. He wanted to spin. Couldn't get the spin in. Up his foot down without releasing the baseball. So he released the baseball, and it went beyond the either side. That would have been just a ball. Pitch. Side, ball one. Ball, no strikes. And then third baseline. In. Out of stretch and out of set. Pitch. Get by the glove of McTaggart. Probably going to be a wild pitch. Coming into home. Safe. Head first slide. Minnick. The glove there. Probably a wild pitch. Walk out. Kid's pitcher. Works. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto, LLC. AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. Second type of service that they offer at AGM Auto. Store classic cars and trucks. Classic car and truck restoration. Have that older car or truck out back, or maybe it's in the barn with a tarp. AGM, to reveal the underlying beauty and every restoration project they begin. I'm at 317-45283. Number is 317-8452. Stepping back in, Brent Robbins. Working from the windup. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike. Steps back in. Nobody on base. Find up Aiden Schwartz. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Good backhand scoop. Eggert. 3-1 count. And for the pitch of the at-bat, here comes the pitch. Shortstop, Lannon. Nikoloff lost the handle. Failed to make a throw. Simmons reaches base. Batter for 30, Gus Sandberg. Designated hitter, Gus Sandberg. Look at his signature. Right-handed batter's box. Looking for a base hit in the ball game. Gus Sandberg swinging a good bat. They're keeping him in the lineup for just that reason. Here comes a pitch. In there for a strike. More athlete. That is 333, 468 on base percentage. Brent Robbins at first base is one out. Pickoff move. Back safely. No tag applied by Dowell. Strike. Here comes the pitch. Pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. That rotation. Been right in there. Looks like it's coming out of his elbow. Breaks in for a strike. 2 pitch. All right side on the ground. Fighting him off. Swinging the bat, but fighting them off. 2 strikes. Batter's box. Checks first base. Now the set. Here's the pitch. And back to the screen. Underneath the baseball. No balls, 2 strikes. Berg in the process. He at bat. 27 on the season. Here's the pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Glove by Schwartz. They go 1-6-3. Double play. But the Schwartz. That double play. Shot. It was a good shot off the bat. Or just unfortunate where it landed. Or retired. They're going to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now come up with 1 run. Just half. Knights 5. Raiders 0. So mission. The game is in part being brought to you by your home away from home. Times wonder. See, it would be to take your family to Florida. Have a place to stay. Boy, that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. Boy, a 4-bedroom, 4.5 bath, spacious. Pool. Short-term or long-term stays. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination in northeastern Polk, Disney, Disney theme park in Orlando. Enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches. Minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, or Beach, Beach, to Smyrna Beaches. Your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. Davenport, Florida, Bar. You can direct your emails, i3mail.com. The address is 353. Dale.com. Jackson King throws one down second base. Out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. One hitter for Harrison. Jackson Gonzalez. Gonzalez playing a good center field position. At his box. It's on the season. 17 hits. He got 11 singles. 5 doubles. And a triple. Here comes the pitch. High above the zone, ball 1. Turkey back out for the fifth inning. Wind up, peering over the gloves. Here comes the pitch. On foul right side, out of play. Gonzalez. Count goes even at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Back in. Fifth inning. Up there comes a wind in the pitch from Gerke. Taking it back up the middle. That can go over the head of... And rounded first base. Fields. Lead off for a reason. He's got some wheels. He turned a single. Double in a heartbeat. Pat Gonzalez, sophomore athlete. Second base. Some would have thought it would have been a... Board, nobody out. Two-hitter, number one, Lannon. Been to bat left hand, the batter's box. 369 on base percentage of 494. We're going to have a stretch, now the set. At second, back. Take the pitch. It's his. Controls the pace of the game. Pitch. Pitch. Pitch backdoor curveball in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Out. This. Second base. Alice for the Raiders. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Got the outside edge. Side half. 0-2. Batter's box. Nikloff. Shortstop position. Head. And base. Here comes the pitch. Curveball. Tries to check his swing. Gets some help at C position. Says no go. Ball, two strikes. Turn in, looking at signals. Out of stretch. Jackson King. Now out of the set. 1-2 pitch. Ball. Backdoor curveball again. Just missed. Going to jog out. Words. Ask mate. Rookie. Balls, two strikes. Out. Runner in scoring position. Is at second base. Looking at signals out of stretch. That. 2-2 pitch to Lannon. Foul one, left side, out of play. Nice facilities right here. When you drive up from the east to the west, you go by the softball field. You can just know that they have fun. That softball field. Oriented too with a burnt orange. Blue. Pitch comes in. Ground ball. Hudson Gutwein fields it at second base. Door to Seppinger. They'll record the out. There's one out. But Gonzalez moves to third base. They're going to step in. 14, Drew McTaggart. The catcher in the ball game. He's going to step in. He's played in all the games. 54 on base. I should say batting average. 424 on base. 545. He scorches the baseball. That here's the pitch. Strike call. That's a ball across the dish. Let one go by. He's looking at one. Taggart can swing the bat. 424 batting average. Low. He was short hop. Stopped by Jackson Kane. At third base, Jackson Kane. Got the baseball. Do it with through the rest of this two outs, here comes the pitch. Chin there for a strike. 1-2. McTaggart unleashed the bat here. Two count. That's now the set. Checks third base. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Being a miss. Kane cleans it. There's two out. be the four hitter. And Aiden Lowry. Where's the solid bat? First five. He's batting 346. Being on base. He's got 18 hits, 11 singles, 2 doubles, 2 triples, and 3 home runs off the bat of Aiden Lowry. And ball one. 2 strikes. Singles. Turkey out of the set position. Third. Here comes the 0-1. Time called and granted. He into batter's box for Lowry. The lift of the leg. But that's a long time to stare at a pitcher when you're getting ready to see a ball above 80 miles per hour. An 0 pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third base, Boutel. Short hop, fields it. Throws across a diamond. Out with Seppinger. Boutel. He's having a good season. A senior class member. Tell was the guy that walked off last year at Victory Field when the balk occurred at the Balk World in contest. That's a game. That pitcher from Far Reef, 2 ERA. No, 0.81. You have 0.91. Been extra innings if that balk hadn't happened. Of 5 complete. 5-0. And again, this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Team 55. Equipment.com, your central Indiana equipment dealer serving customers. Community, 1955. Reynolds Farm Equipment, owned and operated. Equipment they supply farmers, contractors, and homeowners of central Indiana with a full line of new and used products. Service for agriculture and commercial construction equipment. Operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they are open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. Their location, they are in northern Hamilton County on U.S. 31, 276th Street. They stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds, you'll find Titus and deli, breakfast and or lunch. Free and deli, they're open inside Reynolds. Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open 7 a.m. noon. It's going to step into bat. Keaton Brooks. It's going to step in. Brooks. Average in this ballgame. Left-handed batter. We're going to wind up. Half strike call. Fastball. 0-1 count is Mikey Stapleton. 1 pitch to Brooks. Going to call a strike off the glove of McTaggart. If the catcher doesn't hold the baseball, they didn't get called a strike, and I disagree. That was a strike. Wasn't help. Here comes the 0-2. A ball. Shortstop. Backhands it. And Nikoloff throws the bag. Going to be safe at first. Going to reach on air. But his on-base percentage is going to climb once again. Is aboard with nobody out. Stepping in, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton is shortstop. Stretch now to set. He's going to square the bunt. High pitch. Back. And Keaton Brooks didn't know the throw was coming. Snap throw from McTaggart. Got Brooks getting back to the bag. Ball, no strikes. Singles out of stretch. Now the set. comes to pitch, he'll square the bunt again. Starts about to pull the bat back, and he decided to put it back out there, foul ball back to the screen. That's a lot of movement, second of time. Stapleton going to step back in, 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, Stapleton, 19 hits on the season. Singles, he has a double early. First base, Brooks back safely. Real far off the base. Schwartz probably just didn't want to make the pitch. In there on the grass at third base is Jackson Gwynn. Done early. Pitch comes in, you're going to swing away. Swing away, shortstop. Who's on the run, and it's going to be a base hit on the infield. Stapleton. It'll pay off. Stapleton beat that one out. Have runners at first and second base with nobody out. The Gutwein going to bat again. Leadoff batter in today's ball game. Last time up, got a base hit over second base. Hit, drop it in. Right fielder, Lowry. He's at first and second. Is in. He's in on the grass. Set. Over second base. Move. Three is Brooks. Keaton Brooks, a workout. Base pads. Back in, Hudson Gutwein. Still in on the grass at first base. Dowell, to come to pitch. He's going to square the bunt. Oh. Ice dugout. Small ball here in the ballgame. You never know what ball will come into play. What that Providence coach. About 6 years ago, he played small ball. Here comes the pitch. That's a breaking pitch. 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Dow going to back up just a little bit. Nay does bunt with two strikes. At base, here comes the pitch. Out of ball. Two strikes. First and second base. Looking at signals, Coach Bordenay, several signals given. Again. Count. Out of the set. She's going to square the bunt. Bunt down. It's going to be fair third baseline. It's going to be a hit. It's coming in to play the bunt. Second baseman. Laney was hanging around second base. This is loaded. Gutwein gets a bunt single. Two strikes on him. Stepping in, Gavin Boutel. I'm going to step in, swinging that electric bat. 9 batting average. Working from the windup. Bases loaded, nobody out. Here comes the pitch from Schwartz. It's perfectly placed. Ball. Balls, one strike. Balls, 25 hits. Hey, tied with Robbins. McTaggart. I'll help him find it. One strike. Outfield, center fielder, Jack Gonzalez playing straight away. If Gonzalez can baseball when he's lined up, batter. The 1-1 pitch from the windup. Pitch again for a strike. Facing a righty. Rhodes made a living. He didn't have to deal with that righty. The hall right now. I'm not saying about what he did after the hit. In the hall. Here comes the pitch. Ball back to the screen. Ball, two strikes. Nobody out. Good for the Knights. Spinning. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball just foul, first baseline. I'll field it back. Sports. Oh, I should say Jack was in center field. Just a sophomore. Out of upside with him. Strikes nobody out. That's now the set. That's spot there by McTaggart. Third base. Right in stride. Made a snap throw. Ball to his right. And short hop. It's a, and there's one out. Taggart erases the base runner at third base for the Knights. Runners at first and second. 2-2 pitch going to step off the back. Nike Stapleton. Base. Lissette, here comes the pitch. Unplayable territory. McTaggart. The team catch. His back field. Out. So runners at first and second, and the Knights in a short amount of time pick up two quick outs. Number 10, Lucas Gerke. He's a three-hitter for the Knights. Record, he's gone the distance. Here comes the pitch from Schwartz. Tight. Gerke nearly got hit. Want to get hit. That would have been right on his right elbow. No strikes. Here's the pitch. Side low. Ball two. Second base. Runners for the Knights. Two out. Sixth inning. Have seven hits in the ballgame. The Raiders. That's now the set. 2-0 pitch. Dish, right call. So lights are on here at stadium. 2-1 pitch. It's back door to the screen. Ball back in play. Five. Signal. Now out of the stretch. Now the set. Back to the up. Oh. Jackson Kane is on deck. For the night. Two outs. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. So take one to center field. Right at him. That's right there. Jack Gonzalez. Catch. But out of the inning. Again, couldn't get a run. We'll mention after half. Knights 5. Raiders 0. And we'll also mention a little bit about them Colts. What do you think about them Indianapolis Colts? What do you think, Terry?
They're going to be pretty tough to beat this year, aren't they?
Hope so. They got the quarterback, Anthony Richardson. He's a big dude.
Yeah, choice too.
And then they're going to get to play the Houston Texans in the first game season, and they just got beat by them, knocked them out of his contention last year.
Well, that drop for it, though.
They will mess up for it. I tell you what, they got a backup quarterback, Joe Flacco, 40 years backup quarterback for Richardson.
Hey, Jay, there's a chance for you yet.
No, I can't even back up the backup.
Hey, we're over the hill.
Yeah, I threw my share of interceptions.
But so I didn't get a chance to throw it, but they put
more. I got my glasses broke in the third quarter, and coach said, stay in there, and I couldn't see a lick.
I played forward to the fall season. I Purdue this year is going to be exceptionally good.
How about Zach Edey? Is Edey going to make it in the pros?
That's in my mind.
I tell you what, anybody that can at award in their 4-year tenure.
Oh, hard to get by on the floor. That's how hard he works. Supportive is to the other players.
What you know about this new 7-footer coming in?
I don't know much about him, right? I played there today. That's not all I know.
That's all. We'll look for him. We'll look for him. First baseman. Al. Third. I'm going to step in. Our first baseman is a pitch. Away. Ball one. Lucas Gerke getting a bit stronger as it by. Ball. Here comes the swung on. Nice shot. He's trying to put some goot wine. That was a shot. Hit for sure from Dow. Dow gets himself aboard. And a timeout on the diamond. We're going to go with a courtesy runner. Pinch runner. Pinch runner going out to run for Dow is number 2, Porter Pressler. We're in the ball game. Excuse me, run for Dow. Listed as an outfielder. He's a senior class member. And left hand in the batter's box. Evan Kendrick, Pena. Board, nobody out. First base doing the running. Comes a pitch. I'm trying to put a bunt down. Be a foul ball. Bat strike one. Attempt. Pena. Ask for a different baseball. Some dust, some dirt in the seams. Seams every time an MLB ball surface. Baseball. Working out a stretch, now the set. Rookie. Pitch. Going to take a shot to right field, and Cade Minnick is there to make the catch. Minnick. Oh, a sharply hit ball. Here by we'll jog back to the dugout. Fielders are taking some hits away in this game. Sides. First base. Box left, right here in the batter's box. First pitch comes in high above the zone. Ball one. 7-hitter number 6, Grant Delaney. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. And at ball one, ball two, 2 balls, no strikes. That first base. Sun's coming out beyond the clouds, glistening the surface. Here comes the pitch. High for ball 3. Called by Jackson Kane. County trip. Nay. A little bit of a conversation there. A good ball game for a Friday night. Seem to get together on Friday evenings. Places. They play over there. They play over here. Playing against each other. Because the players are well familiar with one another in this big town. It's a big town. Arcadia. Stretch. Now the set. Pitch. Side edge. Strike call. 3-1 count. Modest lead there at first base. Pressler. Here comes the pitch. Edge. Strike call. Full. And 2. Balls, 2 strikes. Looking from the stretch. Now the set. 3-2. back to the screen. In the box right here, tapping the good. Up in the bad, you should say, getting to the good. Delaney. Count once again. Set time called, granted by umpire. Step back in. Two count, runner at first base. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. I get a base hit to center field. Into the glove of Bren Robbins. Back in, Mikey Stapleton. The Harrison Raiders have two aboard. Out of the sixth inning. First and second base. Going to step in. Gwynn, a strong arm. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordnay. Walk out to Jackson and the pitcher. Feet at the infield. Mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. About residential or corporate relocations. This house can soon become a perfect home. Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years of experience to begin that process. Real estate reliability is something a professional real estate agent, real estate broker, is for. Such as Lisa Stokes Bear. Your happiness and her success are two of the same. A lady with a high real estate IQ. Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-3086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. Back and stepping in. Base runners first and second base. Jackson Gwynn. In the batter's box, just one out. Sixth inning, working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch, the squared up on, you know, skyward. Going to put one up in the air. Jackson Kane going to catch it. Territory. Off the bat, straight up, down the third baseline. Kane tracked it down. Halfway. Base. Out on the diamond. How are going to step in? Stepping into bat is going to be number 15, Trey.
The Raiders, number 15, Trey
Desjois. In the batter's box, you're going to step in. You're going to bat in place of nine hitter, number 21, Nolan Thompson. Pass to me, right-handed batter's box. Bring him the stretch, now the set. Pitch from Gerke. Swung on, base hit. Up the middle, an umpire had to get out of the way. It didn't hit him. They're going to bring a throw into third base, safe at third. Run comes in to score. To score, that's Esler. First run for the Raiders. RBI out of Desjois. Desjois going to leave the base pad. He's going to give way to a re-enter. So Nolan Thompson is going to re-enter. And Desjois' game is complete. RBI double. Call it a single. He took second base on the throw. Second and third, one run in. Turkey. Foul ball, right side. Going to go out of play. No balls, one strike. Runners at second and third. There's a box, one hitter, number 25. Looking at singles. A second and third base. Runners for the Raiders. At Gerke, here's the 0-1 pitch. Fouls this one, right side again, out of play. Gonzalez. Count. Gonzalez on the season. 36. His on-base percentage is 317. 7 RBI. He's got 2 ducks on the pond. You know, out of the set by Gonzalez. A lot of players down or 3-2 count. Timeout. Jackson Kane has done it twice. 2 pitch. Oh, it's a foul ball, I guess. Hit him in the box. Got him on the hands. Nice. Hit the bat and it hit the body. It's 2 strikes. Kane, your earpiece fell out. Again. Going. Earpiece. The IHSAA giving them something to work with. Process this year. Balls, 2 strikes. Gerke checks third. Here comes the pitch. Above the zone. Ball 1. 2 count. Third at 2nd and 3rd base for the Raiders. They have 1 run in. 1 ball game. 6. Here comes the pitch from Gerke. By Jackson Kane. 2-2. Kane, he's taken some lessons. Sure. Right about half the time as a freshman. Junior now. Signals. 2 pitch. Swing. 3rd base. Base coach nearly made the clean. With the no glove. Gonzalez stays in the box with that 2-2 count. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Right-handed batter. And here comes the pitch. And a miss. Strike 3. Get out of the inning. They give up 1. The Raiders string of 2 runners. We'll go to the top of the 7th. It's complete. 5-1. And this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Fishers.com since 1983. They buy, they sell, they'll trade you to finance your quality car or SUV. Low mileage and 1 owner automobiles. There are 2 Hamilton County, Indiana locations. 599 East, 116th Street. Up there at 317-842-28. That number is 317-28. Their second location is Noblesville. On State Road 32, between Noblesville and Westfield. Have them up there at 317-7332. Number is 317-773-2232. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. Or I. B. Getting ready to toss one down. The Tigers in some more warm-up pitches. All around the infield. Raiders going to a lefty. Lefty here in the 7th inning. Left tosses. Throwing a pretty good breaking pitch right now. All around the infield. Let's throw one down. McTaggart. Try to get the ball perimeter. 7, Nolan Clawson, senior pitcher. Clawson was number 27. And no losses. This is appearance number 9. 16 and 2/3 innings. He's given up 8 hits. Runs 11 were earned. 16, he has struck out 17. In 1 batters, he's thrown 260 pitches. And Jackson Kane. There's box. Number 3. The pitch from the stretch.
He's a primarily a relief pitcher, so he'll go ahead and pitch from the stretch. Out of the set, first pitch to Kane. Side ball one. One ball, no strikes, top of the seventh inning. And the Raiders. 4 o'clock is about 79 degrees when I went through Frankfort, Indiana. But right now, it's sun going down. Perfect night for baseball. Let's find that victory field. Field had a 6-game homestand. They got rained out a few days ago. They had to play 2 on Wednesday. Game started at 1:35 to start with. Out of the set. Pitch. Side ball 2. No strikes. Kane, right-handed batter's box. Knob on this one. Schwartz was bringing it. Now they have number 27, Nolan Clawson, out of the set. 2-0 pitch. Stroke one, he'll go fly foul ball right side. Jump goes 2-1. A lot of cars in the parking lot have been dangerously. 2 balls, 1 strike. Pierre looking at singles. Clawson. Now out of set. The 2-1. Kane. Set. Here comes the pitch. The glove. Chat McTaggart kept it in front of him. 1 count. 3 balls. Strike. Kane might see the best pitch of the at-bat. Nobody out. First batter, top of the seventh. On deck. Inning. Out of the set. 1 pitch. Set, here's the pitch. Ball 4. Flips the bat over to the dugout. Apparatus jogs to first base. See Cade Minnick step in. Robbins is on deck. From shortstop is Landon Nikoloff. Nikoloff is having a conversation right there. Awesome. He'll jog back. Sophomore. Please stop. A lot of upside for him. Set. Pickoff move. This was different. The step was different there. That was pretty close. Fuck, he tried to pick off move at first base. Bucks for less. Back in. And step off the back. Probably going to ask, step off the back because Clawson had already started his batter was in the box. So set position, here's the pitch. And he puts a bunt down, third base side. Taggart, he throws a strike to first base. Kane moves to second base. So with one out, Bren Robbins is going to step in. Bren Robbins, 6-hitter for the Knights, plays a good center field position. As mentioned, Kane tied season. Boutel and Robbins both with 25. Out of the set. Second base. First pitch to Robbins. Side of ball. Facing the righty batter. Hefty. Right into the batter's box. Peering in looking at signals out of the stretch. In base. And here comes the pitch. Right down meridian. About a 2 o'clock arm slot. That ball makes its way back in. The pie, but it diagonally got the plate. 1-1 pitch. Maybe pickoff move, no throw, second base. So Jackson Kane, pie, no middle infielder. Stretch, now the set. And here's the 1-1 pitch. Off move. A balk. What that was, but the seat. Umpire made the call. License I will mention, if you want to be a, he said it was ball separation. Separation. Umpire, you can be. Open book test. You can get the test right. If you can get a 70%, since here comes the pitch. Out of ball. Two balls, one strike. Second signal, third base coach goes aboard now. Hand clap signal. This is him. He is the only runner. He's at third base. Here comes the pitch, square to bunt. Side squeeze. The pitch came inside to Bren Robbins. Austin made the pitch inside. Back in the day, my dad used to say if he squares the bunt. Bren Robbins fought that one off. That ball was in his box, and they were running a suicide squeeze. So Jackson came back to third base. Two strikes. Bren Robbins just did get a piece of that last one. A two pitch from Clawson. A bit high, ball three. Two strikes. Danny. At third base is Jackson Kane. Infield is in. For ball four. So Nolan Clawson issues a walk. That was a good at bat. Robbins. Bat number 53 on the season. Sandberg. Back to about normal depth on the middle infielders. Base Gwynn is about even with the bag in an inch his way in towards the lip of the grass. At to Sandberg. Pitch comes in, strike called. High outside half. Can one go by? You know, step back in. The stretch, now the set. 0-1, taking off for second base. Ball misses. They're going to get a first and second play. They're going to have another pickle at third and home now. Jackson Kane is in the pickle. He'll be tagged out. They'll throw to third base at third. Down the bases with Bren Robbins. Try to replace. You might get ready to lose, and Bren Robbins does just that. Pick up their second out, Jackson Kane. Going to be in the rundown, but he ended up in a rundown. Well played defensively by the Raiders. Well as I've ever seen it played to high school level. Strike. Here comes the pitch from Clawson. That. I for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Robbins is at third base. Here's the pitch. Side of ball. And one. Boston, a senior class member. Primarily used as a pitcher. Lowry, here's the pitch. Home ball four. So runners at first and third base, tied out on the diamond. Okay, I'll talk with his infield, his pitcher. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Storage. Indiana, indoor-outdoor storage with flex storage availability. You can call to reserve space for that safe and secure base location. Storage for your boats or your precious automobile. Corvette could be a Mercedes, could be a Jaguar, it could be a muscle car. Outdoor storage always available via industrial park and storage. Contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage online, www.aips, AITS.com. Again, that's AITS.com. Or call them at 317-400. Keaton Brooks. Two outs. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Clawson, first pitch. Outside edge. Strike call. He's facing a lefty. I just spin, but that literally came right across the plate from that 2 o'clock launch spot. That position, Clawson checks first base. Taking off early. Play at the plate. They're going to be another rundown. Brent Robbins is going to be tagged out. Good effort in him. Another well-played mechanism. Harrison Raiders. They're showing why they're class 4A. Good right there. So the Knights are knocked out of the inning. Step a run. Bottom of the seventh inning. Knights in front. One. Mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Thomas Docks Incorporated. Buddy. Waterfront products and services. Accessories, marine services, etc. Incorporated. You can reach them at thomasdocks.com. City in Noblesville. By the White River. Budgettown, I should mention it on the east side. 0799 Riverwood Avenue. Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. They are locally owned and operated since 1993 by telephone at 317-74-790. You can call Thomas Docks at 317-74-3790. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Docks, you can choose the company, equipment, to maintain and service new and existing projects. Indiana, you know they will. They work in Illinois, Ohio, Kentucky. Capabilities to work all across states. Docks, Scott Thomas. Been to their business. You know they have 34 employees. Docks. Out of effort, then that's a lot of good work. The Harrison Raiders going to be number one. Left-handed batter, Lannon.
Number one.
Good shortstop in today's ball game. Step in, batting average of 369. Gerke. Tight, ball one. Off is at 494 on base. He's second place on the team with 24 hits. And strike called just in front of him with 25. Taggart, the catcher. Back in. Working from the windup, here comes the pitch. Back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. Lineup, Lannon. Nikoloff, here comes the pitch. Top one up, playable. Being fair, Sarah Williams will float into the left field. Was a shortstop, Mikey Stapleton. Coming in to make the catch. Brooks, there's one out. So stepping in, we're going to see number 14, Drew McTaggart. Taggart? Some impressive stats. Leads the team with batting average at .424. Base percentage, .545. Catcher to boot. Going to foul one back out of play, right side. And strike. McTaggart on the season. 25 hits, 19 singles. 17 runs. He's got 16 RBI. Hit by pitch five times. Leads the team. Here comes the pitch. Ball, good shorthand block, backhand. Kane, one strike. But here comes a wind in the pitch. He's going to take a shot to left field. Hook's going to be there. He'll make the catch. Has caught the second here in the seventh. Razor's going to step in to the four-hitter. The 10, Lowry. Adrian Lowry. He's played in 18 ball games, 52 plate appearances, 52 at-bats. 46 is the pitch. 0-1. Lowry has driven the ball deep. I think he's the only one taking it to the warning track. Sure. Back in. Hitter. There comes a wind in the pitch. Ain't going to be a foul territory. It's going to float out of play. Number 10, Aiden Lowry. Field and has a good glove in right field. Covers a lot of territory. A one strike. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Side ball two. Count. Tonight, on a Friday, here's the pitch. Ground ball foul, third base foul. Went up out of the dugout. Count. Replenishment. Howie. Baz box. Thank you, young man. Kind of looks like a right-handed batting Daryl Strawberry. Daryl Strawberry could cream the ball. The wind and the 2-2. Ball three, going to get by the glove of Jackson Kane. Two count to Lowry. Is Jack. Here comes the pitch. Out to left field, base hit over the shortstop head. Wilson had no play. Again by Keaton Brooks. Diamond, Coach Borden, they're going to walk out. Two out. Excuse me, one aboard with two out. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Happy to support education-based University Sports in the spring. Catholic Knights baseball, football in the fall. Blue Devils basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil basketball. I'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Camino Company in downtown Noblesville, Indiana. Company, a mobile flower shop brought to you. Flower farmers and providers. His partners and the CNC founders. Company is a 1984 El Camino, which belongs to Grandpa V.E. Witham, the Elbret of Camino and Company. Well, what Camino and Company is to please each customer. Concept, vision, website at Camino Company, CaminoandCompany.com, and I will mention now booking 2024 brides. Details. Format's office. Trevor. Short release here. Stapleton. The pitching. Stapleton number 11. Trevor. Stapleton, a right-handed hurler, will miss him. Stapleton? Yes. He's a sophomore, 5'11", 165. Game of football, plays it well. Innings under his belt. Appearance number 7. I have a game start. 45 batters, he's thrown 167 pitches. You got a win-loss one win. I'll mention tips. It's just two runs. None of them were earned. Walk seven, up 11. Strikeouts went down looking. Mikey Stapleton trying to get the day, and then he does have one save already. That was in one save opportunity. Stepping in is going to be the five hitter, number 16. Al, at Hayden Lowry. Left-handed batter's box. And here comes the first pitch outside of ball. Velocity there. Increment that. One ball, no strikes. In the ball game, 5-1 contest. One aboard. Out of set. Which might have been a break in there for a strike. Dow watches one go by. Count goes 1-1. Steps back in. One strike, working from the stretch. Now the set. Pitch. Run out of play, left side. 1-2. Two strikes. Oh, batting 381. Percentage of 487. Four hits. Runs. Stretch, now a set. The pitch. Miss, gonna be caught. Of, and that's going to complete the ball game. He's gone by. Final score, Knights. Raiders 1. And we are definitely thankful for the hospitality here in the booth. Very thankful for the group that we got to work with. And we'll mention, if you want to hang around, we'll probably talk to Coach Bordenay here in just a bit. My wife's back home for sound check. She monitors the ball games. And we do appreciate you tuning in. And we'll mention the Harrison Raiders. Monday, they'll have a game Monday the 20th. It's a regular season game. It'll be a 6 o'clock start. Harrison Raiders will travel Central, new battle with the Bison. We'll play again tomorrow. It'll be tomorrow the 18th on a Saturday, 12 noon start. Saturday, the Knights will travel to Logansport. Please stay tuned. We'll talk to Coach Bordenay here in just a bit. Till then, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching, learning, letting go, fire burn. I got to talk to Coach Bordenay. Coach Bordenay, what a night for baseball.
Well, beautiful night to play, and I thought our kids really responded and played really well. Lucas pitched a whale of a ball game. Aggressive all night, you know. Schwartz is a tough pitcher, and I thought we had great at-bats against him and chances every inning. So we only scored 5 runs, but we were knocking on the door every inning and thought we bunted the ball well with 2 strikes. So I thought it was a great job all around.
Somebody got that walk-off from first base. I have to admit, the Raiders played nicely.
Yeah, you know, they did. You know, we just tried to force the issue a little bit, and then they made some nice defensive plays, but we wanted to be aggressive in plays, and they didn't make some, so they were at the end of the night.
And real good. It looks like I'm still good.
Yeah, you know, we got to put pressure on the defense no matter how, you know, whether it's swinging, bunting, base running, we got to put pressure on the defense. And consistently enough, good things are going to happen.
good night's rest. If you're ready to go, you'll be on first pitch tomorrow at noon at Logan Sports.
We gotta regroup and be ready to answer the bell again tomorrow morning. So Logan Sports is a good club and on a roll going into the tournament.
But you're gonna play on Cincinnati Field Turf tomorrow.
Yeah, it's nice ballpark over there. Plays nice and we can make a run in the tournament, and we'll see a turf field maybe later on in the tournament somewhere. So it'll be a good experience.